Now, U.S. President Donald Trump has closed down two White House advisory councils over criticism from their CEOs of his remarks on Charlottesville's protests. In a Twitter post, Trump said, quote, rather than putting pressure on the business people of the Manufacturing Council, the Strategy and Policy Forum, I am ending both. CEOs of the two councils resigned from their posts, and they slammed the president for blaming both the White House, the white supremacists and counter-protesters for the Saturday violence. Trump has criticized business leaders who resigned from his White House panel, accusing them of not taking their jobs seriously. Now, the group, which Trump established in January with about two dozen members, was supposed to meet occasionally to offer the president advice on job growth. And joining us out of Maryland is Omolola Adeloso, executive director and co-founder of Act for Accountability. Hello, ma'am. Thanks for joining us. The U.S. president says that these people are resigning because they're not taking their job seriously. I mean, as CEOs of some pretty big Fortune 500 companies, don't they have a responsibility to their investors?
Yes, they do. And I think that a lot of them that have resigned did the right thing for their organizations and their companies. Bottom line is they have a responsibility to their stakeholders and their investors. And the way with the tensions and everything going on right now and the president's failure to seriously condemn everything that happened in Charlottesville, I think that it is the smartest move for anyone who's running a company that is affiliated with this White House.
And aside from their investors, don't they have a social responsibility to Americans representing a White House, business council to, uphold a certain standard?
Oh, that goes without saying. I mean, you would think that even the president would understand the moral standard that he, as the president of the United States, should be a leader and at the forefront of letting us in the country know exactly where this White House stands. But you're right. Every company should be able to understand that this is wrong. Racism and white supremacy is not something that America should be embracing. You should condemn them at the highest levels. And unfortunately, the president seems to not fully understand the gravity of the situation, especially for people who are in the receiving end, people like me, who are people of color, who are the targets, Jewish people, are the targets of these white supremacists and racists.
And ma'am, for our viewers that might not be up to date on this story, can you please tell us, what this is all in response to and the flip-flop that the president made in his condemnation that resulted in the resignation of these Fortune 500 CEOs?
So everything, the event in Charlottesville stems from the fact that the City Council of Charlottesville voted to remove the statue of Robert E. Lee, who was one of the generals of the Confederate. And for those, not in America, the Confederate fought against the Union to make sure that slavery stayed in the South and stayed as part of America. So at this point, Robert E. Lee's statue is a remembrance to many people that America's history with slavery is still there, and it's an eyesore. And for Charlottesville, which is more leaning more towards liberal, to a liberal side, it's time to. They wanted to make sure that everyone understands that this is a place for everyone, and that having a statue like that is a constant reminder of a very, very dark period in America's history, which the white supremacists who were protesting the removal of this statue gathered in Charlottesville. And as a result, unfortunately, when counter-protesters were having a march, a young man drove his car into the quiet protest, counter-protest to the Nazi protesters, and killed one young woman and injured 19 people with his car.
Right, and then the condemnation that came from the president was not just against the white supremacists, but it was from people on both sides. Is that not correct?
Correct. Correct. You know, the president made his initial statement saying that there was violence on both sides, meaning from the white supremacist side, but also the counter protester side, and which really does not make any sense at all. The reason these individuals gathered on Friday and Saturday in Charlottesville was to cause a problem. They were armed. Yes, Virginia is an open carry state, so you can have weapons. But you saw on Friday people were chanting things like "Jews will not replace us" and chanting Nazi slogans, circling this statue and surrounding counter protesters who were screaming things like, you know, chanting "Black Lives Matter" and "Racism has no place in America." So that's where we are. And for the president not to denounce them with his language is unfortunately very, very disappointing.
And a lot of people see that as him actually condoning their behavior. Thank you for joining us out of Maryland. We're all out of time. Mrs. Omolala Adeloso, Executive Director and Co-Founder of Act for Accountability. Thank you for joining us, ma'am.